With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Montana Supreme Court says a University of Montana campus police officer was wrong to continue to detain and question a student suspected of underage drinking without advising her of her right against self-incrimination. The court sent the case back to Missoula Municipal Court, saying the judge wrongly denied the student's motion to suppress evidence of her age and date of birth. Montana wildlife managers want a 40% reduction in the quota for bobcats killed by trappers in the southwestern portion of the state, amid signs the population is declining. The proposed move would reduce the region's annual trapping quota from 250 to 150 bobcats. It comes after trappers reported seeing fewer bobcats and rabbits, the cat's main prey. State wildlife commissioners today gave preliminary approval to the reduction, opening it to public comment. A spokesman for the developer of the Keystone XL pipeline says the company is pleased with yesterday's decision by the South Dakota Supreme Court to dismiss a legal appeal from opponents fighting the project. The state's high court ruled that a lower court lacked jurisdiction to hear pipeline foes' cases and ended their appeal. The project would move crude oil from Canada across Montana and South Dakota to Nebraska, where it would connect with existing pipelines feeding refineries along the Gulf Coast. Nebraska landowners have filed a lawsuit challenging the Nebraska Public Service Commission's decision to approve a route through that state. A separate federal lawsuit brought by Montana landowners and environmental groups seeking to overturn a decision to allow the permit is pending. There's a potential problem with how Montana determines which schools will get special assistance under the replacement for the federal No Child Left Behind law. It's with how schools handle basic student attendance records. The new Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA, makes, quote, satisfactory attendance an important measure of school performance, says Susie Hedelin, the Deputy Superintendent for Education Services at Montana's Office of Public Instruction.
And that's why it's used in most ESSA plans, including ours. However, it is recorded different across the state based on local control policies and practices.
And during a Legislative Education Interim Committee meeting in Helena today, Pat McCracken, a committee staff member, pointed out that the state doesn't give schools clear expectations on how to define attendance. That means a student could be marked as absent in one school but considered present in another, depending on each school's individual attendance policy.
Because as ESSA requires the state to publish chronic absenteeism rates on school report cards, having standard definitions of what it is to be absent or present would be nice to have consistent data.
OPI plans on using attendance, along with test scores, graduation rates, and other school achievement data, to determine the lowest 5% of performing schools and then give those schools additional support for a few years. Hedelin says the challenge in writing uniform attendance standards is striking a balance that allows schools to do what they feel is best for students, but at the same time is structured enough to provide good statewide data. Hedelin says OPI is researching the best way to move forward and doesn't have any plans yet for creating statewide policy on how schools should record whether students show up to class. The state has just over $4 million in its firefighting reserve fund at the start of what's expected to be ripe conditions for a substantial fire season. That means Montana is significantly short of having the cash on hand needed to cover the costs of even an average fire season. But Governor Steve Bullock says fire suppression won't be limited this season, despite depleted funding reserves. Last season, the state's fire bill ran up close to $70 million. That's more than three times beyond the 10-year average. On June 1st, the state transferred $40 million into the firefighting reserve fund, but most of that money went out the door immediately to pay for last year's costs. Still, Bullock says, like last year, local, tribal, and federal agencies will fight fires as needed, and the state will figure out its tab later.
You know, I think as far as how we'll address it, it's way too premature to talk about that. What I can convey to both Montanans and to any member of the legislature that are saying, well, now what do we do, is that we will address it. And I will expect the legislature to be partners in figuring out how to do that.
Bullock got the forecast for this year's fire season at the annual Governor's Fire Briefing today from experts including Michael Richmond, a meteorologist with the Northern Rockies Coordination Center.
My hunch would be that it would be a little bit later starting season than last year, but a longer one.
Richmond says despite the best snowpack in areas of the state since the late 1990s, most of that's already gone.
And it all flushed out real quickly, as we saw, and we had the flooding. We actually have less snow in the mountains right now than we did at this time last year.
Richmond says above average temperatures are expected this summer from central Montana westward, with the driest conditions west of the Continental Divide. September, October, and November are also expected to bring above average heat for the entire state. Fire officials in Montana say there could be competition for federal firefighting resources heading into this season if dry conditions continue through much of the southwestern United States. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
Do you like beer and Butte? So do we. Montana Public Radio is throwing a launch party to kick off a new podcast project called Richest Hill, all about the big changes and tough questions in Butte, America. Do you live in Butte? Do you care what happens here? We want to meet you. Please join us on Wednesday, June 27th at the Covalite Theater in Butte from 7 to 9 p.m. Grab a free beer and chat with the team behind Richest Hill. Tell us about your Butte and what's on your mind. Help us get this right. For more details, check out ButePodcast.org.